Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
You know, you're sitting here writing your notes. I talk about all the time, writing your notes after the game, towards the end of the game, and where your narrative's going is, you know, the D-line's getting blown off, all the penalties, the emotions at the beginning of the game, the personal fouls, all that kind of stuff. They didn't show up to play. They got beat up front. The backup quarterback comes in and beat them, all this stuff. But the thing is, they believe, and they got it done. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, everything fell their way, right? But they made it happen. This is a game Chicago will not forget for a while.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork to me, long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Oh, man, yeah. I love hearing all the various real-time reactions to this Bears game, getting to be at the game and then getting to take in a lot of the content afterwards, just like you heard from our next guest, Patrick Manelli, who joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Mr. Manelli, have you come back down to earth since getting to talk about that Cray win for the Bears?
No, not at all. I'm thinking Super Bowl, guys. Come
Let's
on, we got
it.
The playoffs wrapped up. Why can't we start talking about the Super Bowl?
Okay. One of your ex-teammates, Brian Urlacher, was talking about that, and, you know, it's not inconceivable. And honestly, Pat, it is something that we have discussed, that the Bears have gone from a team that, like, we know they're winning, but can they really win a playoff game, let alone get to the Super Bowl? And now, I guess, to use the cliche, Patrick, the sky's the limit?
No, it is, and I think this, guys, I think Ben Johnson's gone about it right. He said, let's get to 11 games, and he explained why 11 games of all the teams that always get in the playoffs with 11 games, right? So you set little goals, but the end game, obviously, is the Super Bowl, and that's the big thing you talk about in April when everybody gets together, all 32 teams are talking about the Super Bowl, but there's ways you have to get there, and you have to keep your mind from week to week to week. Well, okay, they've got the playoffs locked up right now, so we're talking about seedings. But I truly think inside Hallis Hall, it is okay for the guys to start talking about the Super Bowl. I truly believe that's what should be on their mind now, that the end goal is right there. You've done the little things. Yes, okay, next week is the 49ers. We're trying to play for a seed. But start, speaking of seeds, start planting the seed of, hey guys, we can win the Super Bowl. And that's belief. The belief has gone through, hey, we can pull out games at the end of the fourth quarter. We'll start putting that out there. Don't do it publicly in the media. Ben Johnson's not going to do it and all that kind of stuff. But I truly think inside the locker room, guys are allowed to talk to each other now. Like if I'm a leader in that locker room, I'm allowed guys to start talking about, hey, what about the Super Bowl? Let's go back to San Francisco and play there again. Mm. Let that seep in there and let that start to manifest a little bit.
There are enough things that have improved or gotten better or are in their prime right now relative to this season. Players like, obviously, what Caleb Williams has been doing at the ends of games. The running game continues to peak and be really important. We just saw, here's another example of a guy who we don't talk about enough in terms of what he did in this last game and the improvement that he has made when some people left Cairo Santos for dead during the whole Jake Moody-ness of the whole season, which was going on. He could not have been bigger in terms of his three kicks, one for 51 yards, the onside kick. Patrick, how did you take in the Cairo Santos game the other night?
There's a reason why Ben Johnson gave him the first game ball. They would not have had a chance to tie that game and win in overtime without him. And those conditions they're almost impossible to play in, but that is when home field advantage comes into play, especially for the special teams and kickers, because there's a reason why you get in a car and you go down to Soldier Field during the week and you work there and you leave Hallis Hall. There's a reason why when the team is working indoors at the Peyton Center, you go outside to the field and you kick. And that's to get used to the wind and get used to the elements. But also, again, Soldier Field is home field advantage because think about it, Mark. You guys know, Gabe, everybody knows, the stadium is different on the north end as it compared to the south end as far as the openness and the way it's built. So the winds swirl different. They beat left to right differently, north, east, south, west, all that a little differently. So when kickers come in, other kickers come in, they always say, how do you guys kick in here? How do you do this? I don't know how to play here. Well, Cairo, guess what? He's like, I do. I know how to play this. I believe in it. I trust it. And what I mean by that is when he lines up for those field goals, I'm not saying they're not hard, but listen, like the one he cut the 46-yarder in, he drew the 51-yarder in. So when he's lined up for that 46-yarder, he's like, all right, if I aim at that left goalpost, I know it's going to move halfway across the goalpost and go down the middle. So he gets up there, and it's like a golfer just trusting, you know, I'm going to hit the left side of the fairway. It's going to move to the right side or the middle of the fairway. He trusts it. Other kickers that come in there, they're hoping it. And that is home field advantage for him. And that's why I believe in him. And I told Olin, I said, I believe in him, going forward. I know he missed the 35-yarder, but when you get in elements in that stadium like that, and the kicker's been there as long as he has and has played as long as he has, I believe in him, and he came through. And that's the reason why they had a chance to win the game at the end, and that's why they won it.
Yeah, I love the fact that he got the first game ball. Obviously, yes, a pivotal part of the Bears' victory on Saturday, Patrick. And then, you know, another guy that played a big role was DJ Moore. You know, and I've heard a lot of your post games with Olin and Mully, and, you know, I've heard, you know, how necessary it is to have that guy be there. And you talk about dependability. Talk to me a little bit about, in your mind, because you're talking about DJ Moore, a guy who, you know, you can give him the ball on a screen pass and he's going to fight for some yards at the end, a guy who's going to come over the top with a back injury. Like, talk about what he does for Caleb Williams and what you've seen from him over the last couple of games.
Well, I'll just kind of, the way I thought about him, I've always respected him and the way he played, but, like, what made me mad was it last year, a couple years ago, when he ran to the sideline and sat on the bench. I'm like, what the heck was that? So I always had, like, a little bit of a question mark about him. I don't anymore. And I'm not saying it's a bad question, Mark. I didn't get his personality, and now I get his personality. And I think what I mean by that is when he said blank the Packers at the end of the interview, I fell in love with him then. But that's just the way he plays, man. And then to go back to the play where he was offsides, you see it on his face where they zoomed in and Tom Brady's talking about him, you know, not getting set. I'm like, the man is tired. The man gives it all. The man got hit in the back by Nixon, comes back and makes that play. But he's kind of the integral part of that offense. Plays through injuries, never misses games. I'm sure he's there at every practice. I'm 100% bought in on him, and I think he's that important for the team. You know, a couple weeks ago we talked about him not getting the ball. Is he going to move along, or what's going on with him? I'm 100% sold on that guy, and I think he's kind of sums up what the Bears are. He does all the little things, does everything he's asked for. He's been a running back. He blocks in the run game. I think he's huge for the team, and I love to see the fact that he's finally on a winning team, and that he is a big part of this. And I am now sold on DJ Moore. I'm not saying I wasn't sold before. Now he's become, you know what he is? He's a guy I want to go buy a number two jersey. Mm. That's what I want to do.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that. I felt that way when I saw him with the cheese grater on top of his head.
That's what I'm saying. So that's just put me over the top. He has now become one of my favorite Bears just because he is a Bear now. You know what I mean? He's buying into the culture. He's buying into hating the Packers, wearing the cheese grater hat, and just the way he plays, man. That's the way Chicago's been forever. Tough, hard-nosed player, and that's a tough, hard-nosed receiver. And you don't see many of those, and that's exactly what he is.
You know what? And even if it is just good old-fashioned pandering, I love to be pandered to. I don't know
Please,
if you guys know that
more.
About me. I love it.
Take another lap around the stadium. Yeah. I didn't get a high five.
with all that's going on out there. And there was this part of me, too, and I don't know if this is like making the right association or not, but with the energy at the stadium, however you took it in, I happened to be there. I was in the press box. The energy was at a 10. The volume was at a 10 inside and outside of the stadium because I got the vantage point of all of it. It was even literally seeing the traffic outside from my vantage point high up in the hallways of the press box was kind of gave me goosebumps just because bright lights, big city, it's all going on. And here's where I'm going with this. The players acted accordingly when they came out in this game. Now, I want to get mad at DeMarco Jackson because right, he makes a personal foul right away.
And you should.
But I'm conflicted, Pat. Maybe you're answering the question for me. I'm conflicted because they were so jacked up that they couldn't control themselves. Austin Booker a couple of times. And I wanted to be like mad, but I guess, and even Brisker later, it was like the players matched the energy of the crowd and even of just the desire to beat the Packers because it makes Bears fans feel really good and it makes the organization feel really good. But you were saying.
I think you can. You can be mad at them, but look, it's a learning experience. And we talked about this in the pregame, or Ben Johnson's also talked about it. A lot of these guys have not been in this situation. And emotions get heightened, and it's different. Like I said, like when you drive to when you drive to Soldier Field for a game like that, it feels different than going against Detroit earlier in the year, Minnesota, or whoever you're playing in your division. It just feels different. Your emotions are higher. A lot of these guys have not played in that situation. I mean, that opening kickoff had to be electric, right?
Yeah.
And he goes down there, and he acts a fool. It was stupid. That was a dumb play. Guarantee he never does it again. Guarantee you everybody on that team never does that again because they'll learn from it. So it's things like that. Jaquan Brisker, you just can't do that. You got to be smarter. I would expect a little bit more of him. But, again, emotions can get the best of you.
Yeah.
Austin Booker, I'm not going to – that's just football plays, man. He's playing football.
Okay.
As a coach, I'm not getting mad at him. You don't know if he's going to duck his head. You know, people can argue all that kind of stuff. He's trying to get the quarterback. You know, he's trying his best. I'm not going to argue that. Maybe could he put his head left or right? Those I'm not getting mad at. But the other two, I would be. But – those are things you learn from. So the next time they're in this situation, they're going to be able to, your emotion will be high, but you'll be able to control a little bit more and understand the situation of the game.
Talking to Patrick Manley here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Gabe Ramirez is in the house today. Patrick, can you believe that the Bears have two offensive linemen that have been named to the Pro Bowl, whatever the Pro Bowl is? Joe Tooney and Drew Dahlman are in.
I'm going to go slide. What, Kevin Warren slid somebody a shot of tequila somewhere, right? I'm going to go slide one to Ryan Poles, man. Well done. Mm. You know, you recognized you had an issue, and it's been there for a couple of years. I heard you guys talking about it. That's true. But he solved it.
Yeah.
He solved the issue. We can argue they might be the best offensive line in the NFL. You could even say Darnell Wright maybe deserves to be in as well. But he fixed it. Those are two guys he went out and – or two, a position, two positions – he recognized and he found two Pro Bowlers, and good for him. And I'm not going to take anything away from Roshar and Ben Johnson as well as being kind of run coaches, but they have to go out there and play, and they did, and they deserve it. They've played at a high level. Joe Tooney, what, this four in a row, and then Dahlman, just happy for him to get in as well. But that's Ryan Poles. I got to give him a lot of credit. I think we were getting on him the last couple years of what is he doing? Does he deserve the extension? Well, right there tells you he does.
Yep, and to bring those guys in and then to have the right coaches in Ben Johnson and Dan Roschar to make sure it looks good. And you can even say that for what the Bears have – absolutely, you could say that mm-hmm. for their ends, as far, for their tackles as well, from Theo Benedict
yes.
to Ozzie Trapillo to obviously what Darnell Wright has done all year. And this segment with – Patrick Manley is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Patrick, I'm struggling with the ceiling of this Bears team, right? I like you, think Super Bowl, and sure, I'm not talking about necessarily the last game that they play. I'm talking about, like, how good can a perfectly executed game look like if I'm watching this Bears team? And I try to – the part that I struggle with is how far away are they from that? And the question I have for you, when I'm thinking about you and your playing days and – I think as a fan, we try to we assume that everything should be perfect. But is that too high of a bar to try to hold your team to? And like, should we just allow for some mistakes to happen throughout the course of a game? Because inevitably, yeah. it's going to happen.
Yeah, that is. But then you want the big things and what you're supposed to do happen, right? So you're supposed to run the ball, right? But then the defense is what gets me nervous about this team, because it's takeaways. That's the only reason why they've been good this year. They struggle against the pass, pass rush. They struggle against the run. So that scares me going forward. But a perfect game for them is run the ball like they did against the Eagles and get three or four takeaways. To get the three or four takeaways, I think, is a lot harder than them going out there and running the ball like they did against the Eagles. So to play a perfect game, I just don't see it happen. But I think if you can do both of those at a very high level, you can beat anybody. And you can say it about any team, but they've proven to you this year that they can do that. So, you know, I think everybody watched the 49ers doing their homework last night. Scary team to watch. But if they do those two things, it's going to be a good ball game.
And I think that, obviously, that's a matchup that the Bears are, you know, concerned about in the present, right?
Yes.
I like to think when I'm watching the Niners that it's a team that's similar to the Bears, right? They want to run the ball first mm-hmm. and then allow Brock Purdy, but he's playing at such a high level. When you look at that team, and obviously what you saw last night, is the area of concern simply that? Is it just the Bears' ability to take away the ball?
Yeah, it's Kyle Shanahan versus that defense. You know, if they can take it away, great, but I don't know how they can against Brock Purdy, because, you know, he's so efficient if you give him a clean pocket. And Kyle, it's going to be amazing, too, to watch with Ben Johnson and Kyle Shanahan with all the motions and formations and all that kind of stuff. If you're a offensive junkie, to watch what they put together, that'll be a lot of fun. But it does scare me, just because you talk about teams playing their best in December. Well, I was about to cuss there. Well, when you watch when you watch the 49ers last night, they look like they're playing their best offensive ball. And that's what's scary. That's what's really scary.
A little humbling is what I felt, because we've all been on this high for the Bears. I've had to, like, leave my place and just circle around the city streets just to kind of calm myself down about this team and what they've done. But yeah, that was 48-27 last night. Brock Purdy, 25 of 34, 295,
but it's
five TDs.
But Mark, it's a good test.
Yes.
You know, let's see, you bounce. So what this kind of is to me, right? You win a playoff game. Winning a game like that was huge, right? That adrenaline, all right, we're on to the next game, and they have a playoff opponent. How do they respond? How do they go about it this week preparing for this? Do they put that game behind them? Do they enjoy it for 24 hours and move on? How do they respond? So this is a playoff week for them. You know, playing for seeds and all that kind of stuff, but just also the mental side of it, coming off a win like that, which would be like equal to a playoff win, how do you bounce back and how do you perform against another playoff team?
Absolutely. San Francisco's won 5 in a row, and we're not going to break down the Colts on this show, but my God, have they fallen apart. They've lost 5 in a row. They're that mm-hmm. team that was hot early, and then just they're still mathematically alive, just like so many teams, but 8-7 after being 7-1 to begin this season. Patrick, I got one text question before we let you go here.
Yeah.
From the 708, please ask Pat M. where we can buy Long Snapper IPA in the Chicago area.
Yeah, don't pass a tequila. Pat, yeah. pass a Long Snapper IPA.
Let me send him a 4-pack of the Tall Boys. I'll do that. One is up in Mundelein, Tidehead Brewing. You can definitely get it there. They have it on tap and the cans and all that kind of stuff. I know some of the local Bennies carry it. Some of the local craft beer stores carry it as well. You just kind of have to call around and find it. It's not everywhere, but I do know this. You can go to a friend at Timothy O'Toole's, his bar down in the city. on Columbus and Fairbanks, I think it is, they serve it there. So you can get it there as well.
Oh, easy.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when do you just shut it down for a while and just go through all your IPAs just nonstop every day?
When the Bears win the Super Bowl. That's yeah. it.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Just make sure you invite us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I'm up for a relapse.
Sure. No, we don't need to do that.
No, that's why I said me.
You can join us, Grody. We'll hang out.
I know, I'll just give you a six-pack of O'Doul's. It'll do me just fine. Actually, I've been told to stay away from that, too.
That Guinness Zero is good. The Guinness Zero is actually
good. Oh, okay. Good. Okay. All right.
If you like Guinness.
Actually, when I was in my prime of drinking, Guinness didn't do it for me. It was too...
It's a light beer.
Guinness is a little heavy, right?
No. That's the perception that it's heavy, but it's a lighter beer.
Brilliant. You got to teach him up on that. It's just the bean that's dark.
Interesting. Then it's the flavor that it... Then it was the flavor.
See, I was really drinking out there in the streets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been on these streets with Gabe, trust me.
Hey, Pat, have a happy holidays, man. Enjoy your week.
Hey, same to you guys, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah. See you, Patrick. This segment with that guy, Patrick Manley, is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we are at our best. Gabe, this is going to blow your mind, but may we, when we return from this break, may we talk about the White Sox? I'm going to sprinkle in some Cubs, too.
Of course, as you should.
But the White Sox just did something interesting to add to what is already something kind of interesting.
They traded Luis Robert Jr.?
Wait a minute. Ray is raising his hand.
They also made another interesting move on top of the original interesting move day.
They did.
Yes.
They have. Yes. They have. And we will bring you up to date on all of these interesting things. We use the word interesting because we don't know if any of it's really good.
I don't even know what it is.
The Sox are interesting. So we will talk about our interests in the White Sox and the Cubs when we return on Raheem Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, those are some weapons. That'll create some stress for some pitchers and opposing teams. So, we're starting to get a sense of what this lineup can look like, and I think it can be certainly a more productive one than it's been in the past. And you know, the threat of the home run is sometimes just as powerful as the actual home run with what it can do for the entirety of a lineup.
White Sox, go, go.
White Sox are doing interesting things right now to add to an interesting roster. And for an organization which has had three straight seasons of 100 losses.
Whoa, it hits hard.
It hits hard.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Because we want that to stay old stuff. And if we don't bring up the past enough, we will hurt ourselves in the future. Isn't that the line?
Preach. I
did some form of it correctly, I think, just now. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody on the score. Gabe Ramirez is in today. And yes, you just heard the voice of the White Sox general manager, Chris Getz. In that particular cut, he was talking about the White Sox signing of Munetaka Murakami to a 2-year, $34 million deal. This is a very interesting signing. He's a 25-year-old lefty power-hitting first baseman from Tokyo, Japan. He's big, 6'2", 213 pounds, got big power, had a 56 home run season in 2022. He's had four other 30 home run seasons, 8 years in Tokyo. First baseman, can play some third. The critique on him, people are like, how did he choose the White Sox? Why did he think why did he go to the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers or Toronto, which all of a sudden thinks it's the new Los Angeles Dodgers? Why wouldn't he do that? Lot of GMs and operations directors not quite sold on the hit tool, very high strikeout rate, and the defense is a little bit suspect as well, they say. So there have been other teams that have stayed away from Munetaka, but I think the White Sox are in a position to take a chance like this.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at him initially, the swing and miss stuff obviously is an issue, right? I mean, it was projected that he was going to get a contract somewhere like in the 8-year, 100 and something, 60, $70 million range. So for it to go down to 2 years, $34 million, certainly a steal for the Chicago White Sox, at least in their minds. Because obviously, when you bring them into an organization, the hope is that you're going to be able to fix some of that stuff, right? With your hitting coaches that you're bringing in. Obviously, the White Sox moved on, I believe, from both their hitting and pitching coach this offseason. Bringing in new guys, getting them to... Then the threat. I mean, you heard Chris Getz mention it. I think Chris Getz has done a phenomenal job since taking over as GM of the Chicago White Sox, where you are putting someone in that lineup that you are at least fearful of. I think a lot of times, like even last year at the tail end of the season, Colson Montgomery, he was hitting homers, and then finally they started to pitch different because they weren't scared of anyone in that lineup. So when you get Mooney in there with the potential to hit some bombs, and you got a short porch out there at Comiskey or Cellular or Great Field, and you know, maybe he can do some damage. But I think it was a great signing.
So you're on a Mooney basis with him already. Listen, I hear Mooney, and I'm thinking Darnell Mooney. I don't think we're ready to just throw Mooney out as a nickname. Let's use his name for a couple days. Let's not take the cheap route, folks.
All right,
man deserves to have his full name said.
Let me drop some names.
Okay.
So yesterday, you know, on the Chicago Lead on CHSN, myself, David Hall, Ruthie Polinsky, I was able to have Chuck Garfine on the show, and we were talking about Mooney.
Oh, okay.
And he said he is calling him.
Oh, so he is. So
Mooney.
He is the voice. And he's so the voice way, of record. So
you know, official pre and post, and you know,
Chuck it does have some power
shout
in
out
these
Chuck.
Places.
Chuck's a great guy.
Love
man.
Chuck. He is the
love chatting with us. But but he was saying how big of a deal this is, right? To have him on this squad, this White Sox team, and what it also does is it allows you, if you're a free agent, trying to look for a destination. The other reason he came, and Chuck was talking about this, was the ability to play every day with not a lot of pressure on him, right? He gets to come over. He doesn't have to go to the Yankees or the Dodgers and perform at a high level and maybe lose his confidence as a 25-year-old. He signs a 2-year deal with the White Sox. If he performs well, he gets to sign a new contract at 27.
He'll be going to the Dodgers.
Right, and going to the Dodgers
so,
anyway.
So it's a farm system stop.
And then here's a little tidbit. Some of his representation, Shingo Takatsu. Does that name do anything for you?
Well, of course. He was a huge part of, well, I wouldn't say, not a huge part of what the White Sox did, but he was a closer on the championship White Sox team.
Yes. So he is someone who's in the circle of Mooney Minnetaka.
And
he said good things about him, as did...
Nice work, Shingo.
As did Shota Imanaga, who said, Shohei Ohtani, sorry, who said that... I thought the White Sox were a good organization, but that is just
Shohei
cold.
Ohtani said that?
That it was just cold.
Okay,
it was cold as hell when he came over here.
Those
are two
White Sox are a good organization. You got to say it through gritted teeth sometimes.
You got to say it through gritted teeth.
Am I not the
is
one?
Is that a Cubs shirt underneath the ISU? It's blue. It's blue.
It's the Chicago Radiothon, Am I not the person who backstage said, guys, I want to talk White Sox today?
I'm getting defensive and I'm admitting it.
Projecting negativity on me. That's not even there.
I'm in tune with my own feelings. I am getting defensive.
Okay, yeah, you are. Oh, yeah, you're doing all this in your hand. How am I doing today with body language? Do I look comfortable?
Haven't even noticed it.
Wow.
Until this very moment. All right. So who else?
So they add that to, you mentioned one of the guys. This is the interesting roster that he's been added to of Colson Montgomery, of Kyle Teal,
killers,
of Edgar Caro,
gamers,
of Miguel Vargas,
fun to watch,
home run hitter, Chase Meidroff. If you want to throw him into the
dirty jersey guy.
So to add to all of that, you've got your Munetaka Mooney.
It's okay.
Mooney more comedy.
Hey, Gertie. Yeah. It's okay, man.
Okay,
Mooney.
Okay.
Yeah, you're there.
No, I just think sometimes people take the easy way out. You can't just, like, when the listeners...
He likes it. He's a fun guy.
I know, but our audience has no idea who this guy is. And when they hear Mooney,
they're
going to
love him, and they're going to call him Mooney immediately.
I don't doubt any of that, but for 48 hours, I think that we should go without the nickname. Can we do that?
No, just
it's not going to happen. Here you go, Gabe. From Jeff Passan. There's more. There's more, dude. More spending. This is the words of Jeff Passan. More spending from the White Sox. They signed left-handed reliever Sean Newcomb to a 1-year, $4.5 million deal. That's per the White Sox, so this is actually out there. Newcomb was, as Jeff says, was arguably the best left-handed reliever on the market. 48 games last year, Gabe, between Boston and Oakland, 2-1 with a 1.25 ERA.
Okay, so he missed a lot of games.
Missed a lot of games, yes. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Enjoy Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. So this is your breaking news, by the way. I'm not going to something more significant now.
Love that. And I love the fact that they're adding him. Listen, for two reasons. One, if in fact he becomes a pivotal piece of the White Sox rotation on the back end, you love that. And if for whatever reason the White Sox are, you know, not in contention, and there's going to be a lot of teams that would be interested in a left-handed reliever to bolster their bullpen at the tail end of a season while they're making a playoff run. So it could turn into something. And the White Sox have done a good job of flipping capital in that way over
the
years.
It's the name of the game, right?
So, yeah, you got to know what you got to do. So,
okay, all right.
I like it.
You hold on a second. Can I ask you a question? I know you love it when I
ask
you
a question. Can I ask you a question?
I go first, though.
All right.
Okay. Ready? I'm the boss here today.
You're right.
I was going to say you're the guest, but you're not a guest. You're Gabe
Ramirez. This is your show, girl.
Do you think the White Sox will be flipping Sean Newcomb this year?
Yes.
Really? So there's not going to be an uptick for the White. They're not going to have a winning season this year, is what you're saying? So
I think that Chris Getz is making intelligent moves for his baseball team.
Okay.
And that comes in the form of the best left-handed that's available that maybe nobody wants to pay on the
$4
million.
You're not ready to commit to the question that I'm asking you, are you? You're not ready.
Are they going to flip him? Yes. Yeah. No, the answer is yes.
But that was
the question.
Okay, so yeah, you did say that. But that's saying, you admit that you're saying.
See, then you asked a second question. So now it's my turn.
Sir, okay. but it sounds to me like you're saying that would mean, right, that the White Sox are not good, which is mean, because if they're good, they're going to keep Sean Newcomb. Why would they flip him if they're good?
We have to see.
Okay.
But if I were to put a percentage on it, a probability, it would be lean more towards them moving.
That's a very nice way to put. What was your question for me? What would you like to know?
What have the Cubs been doing?
Oh, you want to know about the Cubs? Wow, now you're pandering to me.
We all like to get pandered to. We didn't say that.
Yes, we do. I completely accept it. We are taking all of your panderings. So I started to think about the Cubs yesterday because of what the Cardinals have been doing, and the Cardinals would appear to be unloading after a 78-84 season last year, a season in which the Cardinals had, I don't know if they had poor attendance, but it certainly wasn't good relative to what St. Louis is used to. I remember watching the Cubs at the Cardinals in some big series this year and being like, where is everybody? Like seeing bald spots at Busch Stadium, to me, that is like
swaths of red were missing.
Missing, and it was jarring to me. So the Cardinals are acting accordingly. Obviously, they have a new GM, and they have. If you didn't see it, if it got past you and all the Bears elation, the Cardinals traded Wilson Contreras to Boston for right-hander Hunter Dobbins and a couple of minor league pitchers. And if it also got away from you a couple of days ago, I don't know when it was exactly. It obviously got away from me. The Cardinals traded Sonny Gray to Boston. You see two teams acting and going in different ways based on having disappointing seasons. Boston's like, let's just jack this thing up. Cardinals are like, you know what? We're going to try to do this the right way this year. But they do that. So it just makes me think about the division and that truly it doesn't feel like the Cardinals are going to be a team to be reckoned with maybe for a year or two before they get their bleep back together. So the urgency goes up for me in my mind about what the Cubs are doing or not doing right now.
I find the Cardinals to be similar to like the Minnesota Twins, where even when they try to deplete their team, they somehow find a way to get some baseball guys on their squad and compete at a high level. And I feel like over the last couple of seasons, you and I have been talking about this, and we felt that way. Well, Cardinals aren't going to be in this conversation. And then, sure enough, midway point of the season, they're two games back.
Right.
And the Cubs are in third.
They were in the party, but it never felt like they were going to stay in the party.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. But they find a way to.
I mean, it hurts me to say this is like they have stumbled a bit in the last decade.
Yeah.
But we know it's a good organization. They are going through changes. Well, I'm very intrigued to see what they come up
with. Do you think the Cubs become complacent because they feel the pathway to a division winner is easier?
I hope not. That's not where my brain was going. My brain was going act with incredible urgency right now. Yeah. Because things are going to get tougher in the next couple. You never know with Cincinnati, but I don't think that they're going to make a big blast. Pirates, we know, are not going to, despite their offer or acting like they were interested by offering a deal to Kyle Schwarber at one point in time. So it's a two-team race still, I think, for the next couple of years in the National League Central. And it's not crazy to think that the Cubs could leapfrog the Milwaukee Brewers with some good moves, with so many big free agents still sitting there right now for everybody to take.
Yeah, I think after the playoff run last year, the Cubs really should just be looking at the NL as a whole. Or who are the top teams in Major League Baseball as opposed to small peanuts, Milwaukee and Cincinnati. I'm just saying. They did that already. They've gotten to that point where they've been able to surpass them. And now it's looking at the bigger picture. I don't want them looking horizontally making those moves.
No doubt. And I know it's going to go beyond Tyler Austin, Caleb Thielbar, and Hobie Milner, whom I'm missing in terms of the augmentation so far. It's going to go bigger than that, but you still have a Eugenio Suarez and Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman, Framber Valdez, Zach Gallen, all those names are still out available on the market. So we shall see. I just feel like the Cubs have a real chance to win the division next year if they make a few really strong moves. All right, we take a break, and when we come back, it's halftime, and we're talking about going to games, man. Let's go road tripping next on Raheemy Harrison Grody with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's halftime.
Hey, hey, it is Raheemy Harris and Grody. Got Gabe Ramirez in today. We've been talking a lot of Bears, and we started with the Bears. Humbling.
I'm sorry. Are you only allowed to do the Bears?
No. I love it.
I do it on TV all the time.
I love that you do it.
I didn't know if it was like a you.
I hear it out in the wild. Okay, I see good. It. I am very grateful that it has caught on.
Did you know that like that's a thing people do on road trips? We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay. We'll get right to it. But the San Francisco win over the Colts last night, 48-27, with all the stars shining for San Francisco, felt humbling to me relative to the Bears' elation that we have been feeling. There's a greater opponent coming the Bears' way, and that will be at San Fran on Sunday night. We talked to Patrick Manley, had some glowing words for Cairo Santos, and I think one of the other themes of the show today has been, and even with Patrick Manley, is sky is the limit for the Chicago Bears. It's impossible to doubt the possibilities of the Bears in this particular 2025, eventually 2026 season.
It's halftime.
All right, it is happening, ladies and gentlemen. This weekend, this Sunday, is when my guy, Gabe Ramirez, will be making his annual trek with his buddies and brothers and cousins and whomever else.
My dad, too.
Your dad, your annual trek. Give us a little bit of background on that and what will be happening this Sunday, Mr. Ramirez.
I'm going to tell you a story about how Ben come together to have the best weekend of the year.
Okay.
My family and I, we've been doing it for like 20 seasons. We are going to go see. At the beginning of the season, Grody, we didn't know that the Bears could potentially find themselves already atop the NFC North, or in the playoffs, trying to get atop the NFC North mountain. We didn't know that that was going to be the game we were going to. It's happenstance. Didn't want to go to Vegas. Couldn't go to see the on Thursday Night Football. But couldn't do it. Had to be this. So 12 of us staying in Oakland and then trekking down to Santa Clara in hopes that, you know what we're doing, Grody? A site visit. We are checking, you know, before the big visit, you know what I'm talking about?
You go
the
to
big game.
You talk about stadium tour?
No, I'm talking about the Bears. The big game is in Santa Clara.
Yes.
So we are doing a site visit for all other Bears fans for that big game.
What's a site visit?
Where you go somewhere first and check it out.
Before, I get it. I'm sorry.
So I'm going this
step
weekend.
Behind there.
I got
sorry.
You.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
You.
That's awesome. I love it. Right. So you just stand around and admire.
We're there to just let everybody know this is a beautiful place to come if you wanted to, maybe in February.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
So, yes, I'm excited about this one. It's good. You know, road trips are fun, though, because, you know, they started off, we would just go to the NFC North teams, Grody. You know, hop in a car, drive 4 hours, and drive back. We didn't have money for the hotel.
Right, which is fun, by the way.
Yeah, of course it is.
There's a certain thing.
Then you go, you do Minnesota. We still have yet to go to Green Bay. That's the craziest thing, because over the last 20 years, they've been whooping our ass. So
you weren't interested in going there.
I don't want to go there for that.
Being enveloped
I want to be
that.
Better than them. So are we waiting for
you
that?
Are a front runner, aren't you, man?
And so,
be a man.
No. So then we branched out to like Cincinnati because you could drive there, you know, those kinds of places. And then you get to the airplane. I encourage anyone to start that, you know. Have you ever been anywhere on the road to go watch any team to go play?
I have a baseball group, actually. It's the Grody Doyle annual Cubs game. So this is a group of neighbors I grew up with in Itasca, the Doyle family. I have two brothers. And so the three brothers in that family, three brothers in my family, we grew up together.
Okay.
You know, and so I think 11 the first time we did this trip. Now there wasn't
11.
Yeah, yeah.
With parents.
Was that?
With parents?
No, it wasn't with parents, but one of the kids was I think 14 or 15, just
and
old
he
enough.
He drove you guys
somewhere.
No.
Just old enough. Just old enough that we were allowed to go on the Metra. We were allowed, our parents let us because Tim was his name, is his name.
What in the 1980s are you talking about?
In the 1980s, man.
What in the 1980s? You had a 14-year-old chaperoning some 11-year-olds and you guys went to Wrigley?
In the 80s. Yeah. $350 for, wasn't maybe even that much for a ticket to the bleachers, which of course I didn't pay for. But yeah, so that's the trip that's been going on since I was 11. I'll be honest with you. We haven't branched out. We have branched out, but not that much. Like we've done Milwaukee and St. Louis, and that's about it. We've threatened to do other stuff, but as life gets more complicated,
it's hard.
It's very difficult to set things like that up. And now we're in different parts of the country as well for a while. Still are to some degree.
White Palace on Madison, just east of Ashland. It kind of had a fire on it, but the owner, great guy. Right before I got married, he said, the best advice I can ever give you is whatever you're doing before the marriage, make sure you keep doing it as the marriage continues and starts. And for me, it was the Bears trip.
Yeah.
And so that way it's something that they can't take away from you. And by they, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I hear you, man.
So the trips are important. I think for you, you know, I've seen the White Sox at Fenway. I've seen the White Sox where Houston plays. So I feel like, you know, the road trip is what makes it more fun. You should get, you know, branch them out,
well,
man.
Well, now you do know that I've been, you know, I did do Cubs pre and post game for 3 years. So
Hall of Fame Grody, really, I know.
If I want to inject Hall of Fame Grody into this, I've been to most stadiums. I have traveled in luxury. I was the Bears sideline reporter for years as well.
But did you do it with friends?
But no, it's completely different. I'll tell you right now. You want to know a little dirty little secret about being in the media?
I love dirty little secrets.
It sucks going to games as a member of the media relative to sitting in the stands and having fun. It's work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like you're doing your job. You got to be quiet. You got to... It's a completely, like, people always say, oh, you could just go to any game. Yeah, but why would I want to go sit up in a quiet press box?
No. And,
like, it's a completely different thing.
No, you want to go on the road.
Yeah.
You want to go to Home Depot at 8 a.m. and buy a $33 barbecue.
Yes.
Go pick up some slabs of meat. That's what you want to do. A couple cases of beer, styrofoam cooler.
Right.
And high five. Oh, that's what I was saying at the beginning. When I go on these road trips, Bears fans, wherever they're at and whenever they're walking, as a sign of like a what's up, like, you know, bikers kind of put down the two sign. Bears are just like Bears.
Bears.
And that's you don't got to have a 20-minute conversation about how you got there, where you're coming from.
We understand
where you live
other.
In Chicago.
No small talk necessary.
Bears.
Yeah, that's it. I had that on my walk to I had such a great day of the Bears-Packers game living in the South Loop. So I'm close to the energy.
Yeah.
And I usually walk to games unless it's like ridiculous Bears.
Bears.
And so I had that walk. I had that walk and you see, and there was a decent flow of Packers fans as well.
Boo.
But the Bears fans, like, they just come from all directions from beyond the
Tell
lake.
Me more.
It really is just a beautiful thing. I've got to stop right now or we're not going to get to another segment.
You were painting a great picture.
God, that felt good. We are going to do five on it next. We have selected five great questions for you for five on it. It is Raheemy, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez in today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.